With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Turn on the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Today is not a victory fucking Monday. Today is a pretty shitty loss Tuesday. Unfortunately for the Jets last night, pretty big game at MetLife Stadium, raucous crowd, the LED lights, you know, blasting. Jets have been on a great primetime watch this year and, you know, unfortunately get blown out by the Chargers, 27-6 last night. One of those games that just leaves such a sour and crappy taste in your mouth, you know, as a Jets fan, as a Jets player, Jets coaches, whoever it may be. They had as good of a weekend as you could have asked for from an AFC East and perspective. Miami loses to Kansas City. Buffalo loses to Cincinnati. New England, who's not really relevant in this situation, but, you know, ends up losing to Washington. And for the Jets, you lose Aaron Rodgers, four plays into the year. You lose Elijah Vera Tucker. You've lost, you know, multiple guys throughout the year. And, wow, like, we could be a half a game out of first place going into the middle of November with a winnable game upcoming in Vegas, which we'll get into later in the week, obviously. You know, I'll keep this pod short and sweet. I'll be back on the feed tomorrow, digging much more in deep, you know, once I'm able to get, you know, watching the film. But last night, it's all about the offense. Yes, the special teams, second or first punt of the game, you know, lets up a punt return for a touchdown after Thomas Morstead had been the player of the week. Obviously, did not cover themselves in glory as a special teams unit. Irv Charles took a pretty rough, you know, route as a gunner, and returner for the Chargers just split the middle of the punt coverage team, returning for a touchdown. That was a huge, you know, mood and drive killer, and the whole thing. The defense came out on fire. They're in out right away. They're getting Herbert back and pedaling, and the offense, Zach comes out, airmail to C.J. Uzomah, hospital ball to Alan Lazard. Kind of crazy it wasn't a flag, but again, who really cares at this point? You know, Jets are down 7-0, and you still feel like, all right, they'll win this game. The defense will do enough. The offense will, string together some field goals, keep them in it, and come out second drive, and Zach Wilson gets a roughing the passer call in his favor, which is insane. Congratulations to the NFL for breaking one of the crazier streaks, you know, we have. But then, you know, unfortunately from a Jets perspective, Garrett Wilson fumbles on the next play. Kind of crazy. Derwin James was able to stay in bounds there to recover that. And it kind of just all fell apart from there. Zach Wilson fumbled three times last night, lost two of them. Both of them, you know, led the Charger touchdowns. I'll start with the positive. The defense was fantastic last night. Five sacks, I believe. 13 quarterback hits. They held Justin Herbert to 136, you know, passing yards, 107 net, zero touchdowns, 65 quarterback rating. One of his worst games of his career, if not the worst. Another primetime elite top six level quarterback the Jets, held down. And outside of a couple field goals, which they gave up, I mean, they were as good as you could have been. They should have fallen on two fumbles. Unfortunately, one bounced back into Herbert's hands. The other one, I'm not sure what Michael Clemens was doing, trying to house it, I guess. I guess I get the thinking, but fortunately wasn't able to do so. And, you know, the Chargers recover, and, you know, that's all she wrote. Special teams wise, Greg the Leg was great again, as usual. Thomas Morstead had a nice game again, but punt coverage wasn't as good as it normally is. A couple of missed tackles, as a whole led to, you know, good field position on one that led to 3 points and the other one that led to seven, obviously, is the return. I didn't think the team came out flat. I didn't think the crowd was flat. And I don't even think the offense particularly as a whole came out flat.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal. Listen to The Deal. Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
I don't want to sit here and just beat up on Zach. It's so boring and frustrating and annoying, and it's the same effing song and dance people have been doing for the last 3 years. Zach Wilson's amazing. Zach Wilson sucks. It's not Zach's fault. It's all Zach's fault. The reality of the situation is we've gone over it a million times. The Jets never brought in the veteran backup for Rodgers. They put all their eggs in the Zach Wilson basket. Rodgers gets hurt. They refuse to do it. They still refuse to do it. There's no pressure on him. He can play as horribly or as amazing as he wants, and he is the ultimate job security. He's probably the best job security of anybody in the NFL. It feels like it at times. It's not all Zach Wilson's fault last night. The offensive line, you know, Billy Turner was very bad, to be fair. I thought Max Mitchell should have been playing tackle. He ended up playing guard. I don't think he played particularly well. Joe Tippmann had a nice, you know, debut at center. But again, you know, wasn't perfect by any means. First came back from the injury. Lincoln Tomlinson had a rough night last night. Mekhi Becton was really good. Mekhi Becton's been really good pretty much all year. And he's their left tackle, and he'll be their left tackle going forward here. I just felt like last night was a game that you can blame everybody from the receivers. Alan Lazard was as bad as I've seen him in his career last night. Three penalties, had a huge drop, had another one he should have caught, or could have made a better play on the ball, I guess. That was frustrating. You know, I felt like Michael Carter and Dalvin Cook didn't really add much. I mean, I guess Dalvin Cook had one decent run. Michael Carter, another drop. Still don't understand why he's playing over Izzy Abikania. That's a mystery for another day. The play calling I didn't think was great. There's a lot of like really long developing routes, and it's, you know, just not great. But then there's other times where guys are wide open and Zach's not hitting them. Zach Wilson was not good last night. I actually would go as far to say he was very bad. It's not even just the turnovers. He had a couple fumbles. He's got 8 fumbles, I believe, now in the year, which, and he's gotten pressured a ton. And the play, again, play calling's not great. The receivers were not great last night outside of Garrett Wilson. Even Garrett Wilson, by his standards, didn't have a great game last night. The running backs outside of Breece Hall were not great last night. Breece Hall had a couple nice spin moves, but again, not his best game ever. Like, nobody played great. Obviously, the offensive line. But the quarterback is the most important position in football, and Zach Wilson got a lot of props last week for playing pretty poorly for 59 minutes, and then, you know, he had a 24-second nice 2 big throws, gets them, helps them get a W, and he gets praised all week. He was pretty bad last night, and it's, again, it's not necessarily the turnovers from like an interception perspective. A couple hospital balls last night, overthrowing really easy routes. He had Garrett Wilson wide open for a slant for a touchdown, overthrows him. CJ Uzomah a couple times, he couldn't connect with that. I don't really understand the Uzomah usage in the pass game or at all, frankly. It should always be Conklin and Ruckert. Uzomah should be basically tight end 4. They should use Baldwin as like the tight end 3 to be a blocker. He just doesn't provide enough, you know, there, and then end up dropping a touchdown off the face mask, which was brutal at the end of the game. Zach just had no pocket awareness. The internal clock was bad. Everything just was off last night. At one point, he even ran to the other sideline after getting hit, which was concerning. Yeah, if you feel for the kid, again, he is a backup quarterback now, but it's just frustrating, man. It's frustrating that we're still having this discussion. The Jets are 4-4. The season's not over. They have a huge game on Sunday night in Las Vegas. Short week. They got to get ready to go. We'll break all more of it down. I just kind of wanted to come on here and try to provide a little bit of clarity on what's going on. Like, Jets defense has given up a total of 98 total passing yards over the last 2 weeks, which is insane. The offense has got to help them. I don't know what, you know, they're not going to bench Zach Wilson, whether you want to them or two or not. They don't seem like they're going to bench Michael Carter or Dalvin Cook. They don't seem like they're going to bench Alan Lazard. The Jets are going to have to get creative. They're going to have to run the football. They're going to have to utilize Garrett Wilson in different ways, whether it's getting him in the slot, you know, getting him in motion, doing different things. Because right now for the Jets, it's play awesome defense, be perfect on special teams, and hope Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson bail you out. And they've bailed them out four times this year in that strategy. And then four of their games, they were not able to do enough. So I'll get back into it. I'm not going to come on here and just crush Zach and crush everybody. We know what Zach is. I've said it a million times. He's not very good. He's probably the worst quarterback in the NFL, or one of the five worst quarterbacks in the NFL. That's a starter at the moment at best. So it's unfortunate. It's frustrating. You know, the good news is Aaron Rodgers looks like he's going to come back. The bad news is if the Jets continue to lose games that they should win, he's not going to come back because he's not going to push it. So they got to take care of business on Sunday, wipe it clean, and then they got Buffalo and Miami back-to-back, and they had a split there. So season's not over. Playoffs are very much still in range. The division's still in range, all the different stuff. But they got to get it figured out, and they got to get it figured out quickly because this team is too good to waste this defense, too good to waste prime years of Breece Hall, prime years of Garrett Wilson, all these different things. This team is just too good, you know, to do that. So really frustrating night last night. I think everyone's incredibly frustrating. Incredibly frustrated from it. It's just Zach's got to be better. He's got to be alert. He's got to pull the trigger. He's got to like be in the pocket, sitting there for hours, you know, waiting for things to develop, get out of there, run. You know, the play on the third down where he, instead of taking Garrett Wilson one-on-one on a go route against cover one, he doesn't take the one-on-one matchup, which would have been a touchdown. He doesn't take the wide open middle of the field to run and use his legs. He shuffle passes to Michael Carter, who of course drops it. And, you know, then sack next play, they're almost out of field goal range. Like, this is the kind of stuff, it's not really acceptable. And the Chargers are not a defense in which this should have happened. Again, there's a place for everyone to be blamed. Everyone has a role in the matter. All that said, they got to get better play from the quarterback. And it's not asking him to be Aaron Rodgers. It's not asking him to be Patrick Mahomes. I think they need Zach to be 19. Again, I've said this a million times this year. Can the offense get 19 of 28 from Zach Wilson for 175 yards, a touchdown, no picks, use his legs for 20 yards, and then get Breece Hall for between 80 and 100 yards, of total offense and touchdown, get Garrett Wilson involved, play great defense, take the football away, and play good on specials? That's the recipe to win. They got to get back to that. The last 2 weeks, it's been tough. So, again, I'll be back tomorrow. Try to everyone take a deep breath. The season's not over. They're 4-4. They're in a good spot, but they've got to figure it out here, and they're probably gonna have to steal a game. People may have thought they were gonna lose, because I felt like the Chargers game is a game they should have won. So appreciate everybody for listening as always. Again, the offense was horrible last night. We all know it. The defense was amazing. Special teams, can't let that happen. Offense has got to improve. Play calling, offensive line, receivers, running backs, tight ends, and most importantly, the quarterback. And got to go in a game in Las Vegas on Sunday. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow.